Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zrochim Bavli, Daf Tes. We begin in the Per Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, on the fourth line, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zershu Oimer Lashon Hara, Eino Oimer Adshu Koyfer Be'ika, Uma Taima, Asher Amu L'Shoinenu, Nagbir Soisenu, Itanu, Mi Adon Lanu, Kol Haverus Adam Chote Ba'oretz, Ve'elu Choten Ba'shamayim Uva Oretz, Mai Taima, Shosush Ba'shamayim Pihem L'Shoinam, Talich Ba'aret. So Yosi, quoting Yochanan, says this person who speaks Lashon Hara will only speak if he denies the existence of Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey, who said, "With our tongue we will overpower, our lips are with us, who is Lord over us?" All sins are against humans, but Lashon Hara is also against the heavens, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Ayin Gimel Pasuk Tes, they have set their mouth against Hashem, and the tongue walks through the earth. Amar Yitzhak, Binu na zois shechi eloika, pen etaref, Vein Matzil. And Rabbi Yitzhak gave a second source. He says a person only speaks Lashon Hara when he denies, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Pasuk Chaf Beis, "Understand this now, you who forget Hashem, lest I tear you to pieces, and there will be no one to save you." And the earlier Pasuk said in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey, who said, "With our tongues we will overpower, our lips are with us, who is Lord over us?" And Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Tejev Barachecha Tedaber Ben Imecha, Titein Doifi, Maksiv Tamon, Ulevesha, Amar Elikim, Malacha Lesaper, Chukai, Vatisa, Brisi, Alecha, Picha. Rav Shur ben Levi said that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Pasuk Chof, "You sit and talk against your brother, you slander your mother's son," and it says early in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Pasuk Tezayin, "But to the wicked man Hashem said, 'For what reason do you tell my statutes and bring up my covenant on your mouth?'" Asol Lashon Hara Minayin, V'nishmata Mikol Dvarav. The question is, where does the Torah warn against speaking Lashon Hara? The Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud, "You shall beware of everything evil." Amar Rabbi Lo, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Letelech Rochel Ba'amecha, Zu Rechiles Lashon Hara. Rabbi Lo says that Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Baisa, in said Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Yotes Pasuk Design, "Do not go as a talebearer in your nation," and it refers to telling Lashon Hara. Tani Rabbi Nechemia, Shulei Tehei, Karoichel Hazeh, Matin Dvarav, Shalzeh, Lezeh, Vashalzeh, Lezeh. And we have a support from a Baisa of Rabbi Nechemia that says, "Don't go as a peddler, carrying information from this person to that person and back again." Amar b'chanina, ba'orei kama kasha hu avak lashon hara, she'dibu haksubim lashon badai b'shor lahatil sholom bin avam l'sara, v'titzak sara v'kirba, leimoy achri v'loisi haisi li edna, v'adoini zokein, l'avam ina oima kein ela lamazet tzachaka sara, leimoy ha'af omnam eled v'ani zokamti, v'adoini zokein en ksiv kan ela ani v'ani zokamti. B'chanina says, "Come and see the severity of the dust of lashon hara," means making a statement that could lead to lashon hara and quarrels. But the Torah changes the text for the sake of peace between Avram and Sarah, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Yotres Pasuk Yud Beis, "And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, 'After I have become worn out, will I have smooth flesh?' And also, 'My master Avram is old.'" But Avram, it says instead that in Bereishis in Perek Yotres Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Is it really true that I will give birth, although I am old?'" Amar Shimon ben Gamliel, Bo'ei kama kasha hu avak lashon hara, she'dibu aksuvim devei badai, kedei lahatil sholom bin Yosef la'achiv, ha'uda omar, v'yitzavu es Yosef leimo avicha, siva lefnei moisei, leimoi, koi toimu li Yosef, ana sarna v'gayme, v'lai ashkechan depakad klum. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Come and see the severity of the dust of lashon hara, because the Torah changes the text for the sake of peace between Yosef and his brothers, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Nun Pasuk Tezayin, so they commanded messengers to go to Yosef, saying, to say, 'Your father commanded us before his death, saying, so you shall say to Yosef, please forgive now your brother's transgression and their sin.' But we don't actually find that he'd actually commanded them anything." Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonason, "Mutar lomar lashon hara al balei l'machlokes u'matam v'ana avoy acharecha u'milei es dvarecha." Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rav Yonason, says, "It's permitted to speak lashon hara about people who are in an argument in order to stop the argument. As Nosan Hanavi told Bathsheba that he will come after her to tell David that his son Adoniah had snatched away the kingdom instead of Shlomo, thereby giving the claim more importance, because the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yudalad, 'And I shall come in after you, and I shall complete your words.'" Rabbi Zeir boy, Koimi Rabbi Yosa, "Mipnei ma nerag Adoniah ben Chagith mipnei shetova es Avishag Ashunamis." Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Yosa the question, "Why was Adoniah ben Chagith killed? Is it just because he wanted to marry Avishag the Shunamis, who had previously been his father's David's companion, although he didn't actually marry her?" The answer Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Zera is that they were looking for an excuse to put to death those that created a dispute, means Adonia. Now the Marbin over there in Melachim Aleph in Perek Beis Pasuk Chof Gimel explains that Shlomo saw Adonia's attempt to marry Avishag as a form of treason, as he understood that Adonia would use this as a way of taking the throne from Shlomo. Baron Koyim Rabbi Yochanan, Eiz Lashon Hara Ha'emoi Vayodoi, the students asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is Lashon Hara? If a person merely hints, but is understood to be derogatory about someone, it is Lashon Hara. Chanusu de Kitna, have a loin samis, have a taman, chad miskarya bar chovitz, vlei salik, amri manan eichle yomedein, ama chad chuvse, ama yese chad chovitz, ama yochanan ze Lashon Hara batzne. The linen sellers were told to come and work for the king for a day, and there was a seller called bar chovitz who didn't join them. And they asked, what are we eating today? And one answered, we're eating cheese, which is chuvsa. The king's men were reminded that Bar Chovitz had not come, so they demanded that he come. Rabbi Yochanan commented that was actually Lashon Hara through hinting. Bar Vatin, Jesipoiren, Havas Lein, Soy Mesa, Hava, Taman, Chad Miskaya, Yochanan, Vloy Salik. Amma Chad, Lechavre, Leis, Anasalkin, Mevakre, Lerab Yochanan, Yamedain, Amman, Yaisi, Yochanan. Amma Shimon Laki, Ze Lashon Hara, Batsne. The Buvatim, which is the advisors of the wealthy men of Sipporin, were gathered for the king's service. One called Yochanan didn't attend. One man said to another, don't we need to visit Rabbi Yochanan today? And it reminded the king's men that they demanded that Yochanan would come. Hashem Ben Lakish commented that that was called Lashon Hara through hinting. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Doiru Shal David, Kulam Sadikim Hayu, Vadi Shahayo Lehen Dulturin, Hayyotzim Mechama Vayunoiflin. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said that in the generation of David, everyone was righteous, but because they were talebearers, they went out to war and they fell. Who should be David? Nafshi b'seich lebaim eshkava loyatim. Nafshi b'seich lebaim ze avne v'amasa. Shai lebaim atayra. Eshkava loyatim ze doig v'chitayfel. Shai loyatin acha lashon hara. Bnei Adam shneihem chanes v'chatzim elu ba'alei ki'ila. Dichsiv. Hisarguni ba'alei ki'ila b'yadei hayered she'or v'leshoinem Now this is the meaning of David's statement in Tehillim in Perik Nun Zayin Pasuk Hey, my soul is amongst lions, I lie among men who are aflame. My soul is amongst lions refers to Avner and Amasa, who were lions in Torah, but they didn't protest Sheol. I lie amongst men who are aflame refers to Doeg and Achitofel, who pursued Lashon Hara. People whose teeth are like spears and arrows, that refers to the people of Ki'ila, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph in Perik Chof Gimel Pasuk Yod Aleph, will the citizens of Ki'ilah deliver me into his hand, will Sheol come down, and their tongue is like sharp sword. These are the Ziphim, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perik Nun Dalet Pasuk Beis, when the Ziphim came and said to Sheol, isn't David hiding with us? It was then that David said to Hashem, Master of the worlds, while your divine presence descends to the earth, remove it from amongst us. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Vav, be exalted above the heavens, O God, over all of the earth should be your glory. But in the generation of Achab, they were the idolaters, but because they were not talebearers, they went out to war and they were victorious. Halai hugad la dini asher asisi v'haroik izevel et nevi Hashem v'goyme v'achal kalem lechem v'mayim im lechem lama mayim v'mayim lama lechem and l'malamad shayu ha-mayim kashin loy l'havi yoysim in ha-lechem v'eleo machriz b'ha karmel v'ani netarti navi levadi l'Hashem kol ama yadin v'lamifalsmin l'malka. And this is the meaning of Avadyo's statement to Elio in Melachim Aleph Perik Yitref Pasuk Yud Gimel. My master was surely told what I did when Izevel killed all the prophets of Hashem. I hid 100 men of the prophets of Hashem by 50 men in a cave and provided them with bread and water. If bread, why water? And if water, why bread? Rather, it teaches that water was harder to bring than bread, and Elio announced on Har Carmel in Pasuk Chof Beis, I have remained a prophet to Hashem by myself, and all the nation knew of this, and they didn't inform the king.
Why is Lashon Hara referred to as three? Because it kills three people, the speaker, the listener, and the victim, as occurred in the days of Shaul, that four people were killed, Doeg who spoke, Shaul who listened, Achimelech, and Avner. Avner lama nehrag? Why was Avner killed? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbanon. The answer: Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and the Rabbanon disagreed. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi omar al she'asa daman shel na'arim tzochek shenema yakumu no hana'arim yisachu lefaneinu vayema Avner yakumu. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said it's because of his own pleasure. He was happy for the blood of the youth to be spilled, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis Perek Beis Pasuk Yudalad. And Avner said to Yoav, "Let the boys get up now and play before us." And Yoav said, "Let them get up." Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omar al she'hikdim shmoi l'shmoi shel David ha'odichsi v'yishlach Avner malachim el David tachtov lemo lemi ha'aretz kasa ksav min Avner leDavid. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said it's because he put his name before the name of David, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, and Avner sent messengers to David from his place, saying, "From Avner to David, to whom the land belongs." The Gemara expands, although the pasuk doesn't say this, he sent the words from Avner to David, meaning that Avner mentioned his own name before the name of King David, which is a form of treason. Rabban Amru al Shalay Niach Leshol Lispayes Min David Haudichsiv VaAvi Ra Gam Ra Es Knaf Meilcha Biyadi Amalei Ma Ad Boy Min Adain Gilguli Besira Hores Huares Bekeren Shebo LeMagal Amalei Haloi Saane Avner Gabi Knaf Amres Besira Huares Chanes Besapeches Besira Huaru. Rabban said because he didn't allow Shol to be appeased by David, because the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, David said to Shol, "See now, my father, see the corner of your coat that's in my hand." Avner said to Shol, "What does he want from the corner of your coat?" It became caught in a thorn and was torn off, and David found it. But when they slept in a circle, as it says in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chof Vav, and David took the spear and the water flask, David said to Avner that this time Avner can't explain his possession of the spear and the flask in the same way. And some say it was because he was able to protest Shaul's destruction of the town of Noiv, the town of Kohanim, but he did not protest. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Chatzi gibush nunim im gachle v'samim kol klei zayin makim v'mekoyim v'zemakim meirachutz kol hagecholim kavu mibechutz kavu mibefnim ve'elu afapisha kavu mibechutz lekavu mibefnim mas be'echad sheniach gecholim b'ayrois b'chag u'bar matzam b'ayrois b'pesach." The pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Chof in Pasuk Dalad, "Sharpened arrows of a mighty man with resem coals. All weapons can only strike when they are where they are, but arrows can strike far away. All coals die out outside and inside, but these resem coals, even when the outside appears to have died out, the inside has not died out. And it once happened that someone left resem coals burning on Sukkot, and he returned and found them still burning on Pesach." Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, "Oimrim lenachash mevlema at mahalech l'shoinecha shoyseh." So Shimon Gamliel said, they asked the snake, "Why do you walk and your tongue licks the earth?" "Amaloin dugamli." The snake says, "It was my tongue itself that caused it." Mane alach she'ata noshech aryeh toyef v'oichel, zev toyef v'oichel, at mahane alach. They ask, but what benefit do you have when you bite? A lion tears apart its prey and it eats. A wolf tears apart and it eats. But what benefit do you get? Amalahen, im yashuch hanachash b'loy lachash, elulei ismali isameli min shemayim nachis loy havin et nachis. The snake says back, the pasuk says in Koheles, in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph, if a snake bites, it's because it was not charmed, and there's no advantage to one who has a tongue. If heaven would not tell me to bite, I wouldn't bite. They ask, why when you bite one limb, do all of the limbs feel it? The snake says, you're asking me, ask the speaker of Lashon Hara, if he speaks here, he can kill in Rome. If he speaks in Rome, it can kill in Syria. They ask, why are you to be found between the piles of stones, or literally between the fences? Amalei, the snake says back, Ani paratzi gidroi shel oilam. He says, I breached the fence of the world, means since the snake caused Adam and Chava to sin and breached the fence made by Hashem not to eat from the tree of knowledge, the snake was punished, it will be found between the fences.